I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver, British Columbia at thecommentary.ca. The K. Meek Art Center is kicking off its 20th anniversary season. A gala dinner is planned for November 23rd, but this Saturday, the Resonance Series begins with a performance by the acclaimed pianist Kevin Chen. Mr. Chen joins me now to talk about his program of Chopin and Liszt, what their music means to him, and what performing them will be like. At 19 years old, Mr. Chen is already a Canadian superstar in the making. The CBC has named him one of the top 30 hot Canadian classical musicians under 30, while Maclean's magazine had him on a list of 100 remarkable Canadians. He debuted at the age of 7 with the Abbotsford Symphony and has already performed with the Minnesota Orchestra, the Hungarian National Orchestra, Orchestre Suisse Romande, the Israel Philharmonic, the Taipei Symphony, and the Edmonton Symphony and Calgary Philharmonic. It was in Calgary where he joined me from last week, but he spends most of his time in Hanover, where he studies full-time. You can visit kevinchenpiano.com for more information. Tickets for Saturday's performance at the K. Meek's Grosvenor Stage can be had at kmeek.com. Showtime is at 7:30, but there's a pre-concert talk at 6:45. Please welcome to the Plant on Land program, Kevin Chen. Mr. Chen, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Have you performed at the K. Meek Center before?
No, this is my first time.
What is it like, because you're primarily a pianist, when you have to go to a venue like the K. Meek, you're obviously practicing all the time, but when you get to the K. Meek, the instrument that you're going to be using is not the one that you're probably used to. Do you get a lot of time, say, before a performance to say, rehearse in that space or with their instrument, say?
Yeah, that's one of the particularities about playing the piano. With other instruments, you can bring your own, but I think it's a good trade-off, since I don't want to be lugging around a piano everywhere. I do most of the time. I get some rehearsal time before the performance, so it's a good opportunity to get used to the instrument. And yeah,
and I guess the bench is something that you have to get used to too, right?
Sorry?
The piano bench itself, where you're sitting?
Yeah, that's true, yeah. But most of the time it works out nicely, so.
Yeah.
This program on Saturday, it's both Chopin and Liszt. What goes on into deciding what you'll perform? I mean, are these pieces that you've spent a lot of time with?
One of them is new, I think. One of them. But I think I chose this program mostly because these are pieces that I really enjoy playing. Chopin and Liszt are two of my favorite composers. And I also like the sort of structural balance of this program. I sort of had that in mind when I was putting it together, to have, you know, a Chopin ballade in the first half, and a Liszt ballade in the second, as well as the Don Giovanni paraphrase. Transcription. So, yeah, I really look forward to this program.
And they complement one another. I mean, they're two different composers, but I guess they were contemporaries. Were they friends?
Yes, I think they actually lived right across the street from each other, or something like that.
Really? The thing that strikes me when I listen to classical music, and I'll admit, Kevin, that it's not my primary choice of say music on my iPod, for example, or my phone. This music is old. I mean, it's sometimes several hundred years old, but it remains relevant, doesn't it? And I guess it's because of people like you that perform it regularly. I mean, how do you find it, Kevin, in terms of performing? I mean, and learning it and practicing it as you do. Did you find that there's a lot that you're learning still?
Yeah, of course. I'm studying right now in Hanover, in Germany.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I don't think I'll ever stop learning. And of course, the classical music world is just so big.
Mm.
There's music.
So, do you find that as you know, you're not just learning how to play it, But are you finding out about the context in which the composer wrote the piece and what they wanted to express? Is that part of your process in terms of say learning and practicing, say?
Yeah, I try to transport myself into their shoes as best I can. And of course, you know, their lives must have been so different from our lives today. So I think to some extent it's not entirely possible to sort of live through what they were going through at the time. But I think that's actually something that's really impressive about classical music, is that it's still, as you said, it's still relevant today. And even though life is just so different today, I think one thing that hasn't changed is just what they were trying to express, you know, the emotions and what it means to be human. So
when you live in Hanover, as you do, and study there, it must be something kind of neat to be in a place like that, because it's so much older than the cities that we live here in Canada. The architecture, for example, is probably some of it hasn't changed as much as the time of Chopin or Liszt. Do you find when you're there, it's a lot say better to learn, perhaps?
Yeah, I think so. Just to be in that sort of environment, I think that's one of the reasons why I wanted to go to study in Europe, because, well, first of all, they just have this sort of appreciation for the arts just in their culture, and and just the history, just this environment. I think it's really nice to be making music there.
What's it like to live there?
If I'm allowed to say this, I don't really like the city of Hanover, but there's not so much going on, to be honest. But
I see. Yeah.
The school is really, really nice. Yeah. I like to be there.
Well, what are you thinking about while you're playing in performance? I mean, are you hearing what you're playing as we are, the audience, or are you thinking ahead, say?
Thinking ahead? Actually, I'm not sure. I don't know what goes through my head while I'm performing. It does feel very different from listening, I would say, since, you know, sometimes I would listen back on my own performances and it feels completely different to what I thought it felt like during the performance. So, yeah, I don't know exactly how to describe it, but...
Yeah, and is it easy to shut off the audience around you? I mean, I'm sure you hear someone cough or making noise. I mean, that's what we hear in the audience, you know, of our fellow patrons. That sort of stuff, do you hear that, or are you able to tune that out?
I think I can ignore it. I can try to ignore it. But maybe if it's a phone ringing, then it's a bit harder to do that. But
Yeah. Taking care of your hands and fingers, I've always wondered that about musicians, pianists especially. Are there certain things that you don't do because of the work that you do?
Yeah, maybe a few sports, like skiing.
Uh-huh.
I know I probably should, but, you know, I've never tried because it feels so dangerous.
Yeah. Like, do you avoid carpentry and things like that?
Yeah.
And rest for you? I mean, in terms of, say, the day of a performance, do you spend a lot of time? I mean, you obviously spend a lot of time in practice and rehearsing and the sort. How important is rest to you, and how much rest do you manage to get?
I think on the day of the performance is probably the most crucial. I try, if I can, not to practice so much.
Really?
Concert. Since, you know, you can't even... I think I can't even do so much. So if I'm ready, then I'm ready. But I don't think I can change so much when it's already the day of the performance. So I just take it easy.
Yeah. Do you listen to a lot of music, say, on your downtime for leisure, say?
I feel like I have so much music already that I don't need to listen to anymore, but... I mean, just for fun, but I think I mostly listen to whatever it is that I'm working on, just to get some inspiration. Yeah, but also, it's nice to discover new things, so pretty much anything.
So you listen outside of the genre that you work in?
Yeah. If it's, you know, if it's not to be taken seriously, like if I'm trying to find out how others are interpreting a piece or something like that.
I'm curious to know about your gift. You started studying piano, I understand, at 5, is that right?
Yes.
At an early age, I guess someone else sees that you have a great ability like that. When you're that age, or even, you know, later on as a kid, I'm wondering how you understand these gifts that you have. I'm sure, you know, there were days where you just didn't want to practice or study. Yet, you know you have an ability that a lot of people don't have. How do you contend with that? How do you deal with that?
I don't know. But I don't think I ever understood from the very beginning. I don't think I even have any memories from when I was that young. But, yeah, actually, I don't feel that different from anyone else. You know, I was lucky to have just the normal school experience.
Uh-huh.
School experience and everything like that. So, and I just practiced whenever I came, just after I came home from school, so I think I had quite a good balance so far between, you know, just life and music and also my journey has been quite gradual, I would say. I never felt any moment that I had to make a big decision, my career or anything like that. So, yeah, I'm very thankful for that. And
so how do you explain the gift, though? I guess it's not just an ability to play. It's an ability to hear, isn't it?
To hear.
Like you can hear music probably better than a lot of us. I mean, a lot of us think that we can sing, say, in the shower. You know, like in the shower we sound like we were terrific singers, but when we're outside of the shower, we're probably not, and we're out of tune or off key. I guess at a young age, were you able? Did you have the ability to hear the notes as well as you did, say?
I have no idea. I think it's kind of funny that you mention singing in the shower, since it's like almost a bit like when I'm on stage and performing. I think I hear a bit differently off the stage.
Really? I'm sure the other thing that you get a lot is parents who will use you as an example for their own kids, or kids themselves may come up to you and say over the years that they want to do what you do, or they're curious at least about what you do. What is it like to be an example, and not just an example, but to be considered, you know, one of the great talents in this country? Do you feel that's a burden at all?
I don't think so. Well, I'm very thankful that they look up to me as an example, but I think they should strive for even more.
Mm.
Not just do what I do, but, you know, just in general, in this general direction. I'm very happy that there are parents and even just the youth that are very interested in classical music, since I'm not sure, but maybe classical music is slowly losing interest to the mass.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm very happy that there are people who keep it alive and people who are interested in it.
Yeah, you're doing very important work because I think the value of listening to classical music, for example, I think that's important in our culture and our society. And we lose a lot, I think, when we don't listen to all kinds of music. If we just listen to, say, popular music or whatever's culturally relevant at the moment.
Yeah, I agree. I find it a bit of a shame that it's considered as sort of an elite kind of music, or maybe sort of an esoteric field, that you have to have some kind of pre-existing knowledge or something to be able to enter.
Yeah.
But I think anyone can enjoy classical music.
Absolutely, yeah. So when you're thinking about Chopin and Liszt, do you have you ever tried to write music yourself?
I've tried, yeah.
And what do you think it is that sets, say, their composing apart from whatever we might attempt ourselves, say?
Oh, I don't know.
Because they did it at a relatively young age, didn't they? Like,
yeah.
Chopin died, I think he was less than 50, wasn't he?
39.
Really? Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you understand their ability to write?
In what way? Sorry.
Like, just in terms of composing, I just don't see how it's possible sometimes that someone could sit down and write what they wrote.
Yeah, but yeah, I think in their time, I think everyone who could play also sort of composed.
Mm.
It was sort of the norm back then. But, there are also, like Chopin and Liszt, their music really survives the test of time. Like, even now people are listening to it. But some other composers, some, undiscovered gems, I don't know what sets them apart from the others.
Yeah. Do you think you'd like to write more music yourself later on?
Yeah. I mean, right now my head is pretty empty. I don't know. But when I come up with some ideas, maybe I will. Yeah. I really want to continue.
Yeah. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you today, Kevin. I know a lot of people can't wait to see you on Saturday the 28th. I guess I can tell a classical musician to break a leg, right?
Yes.
Thanks for your time today, Kevin. All the best.
Thank you.
The website for more is at kevinchenpiano.com. Tickets for Saturday's performance at the K. Meek Art Center can be bought at kmeek.com. Kevin Chen, join me on the line from Calgary in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.